question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. We hope you're enjoying a nice day out there, wherever or however you're tuned in. Robert and Mary back with you now for the latest episode of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we connect with Ron Pohl, the COO of Best Western Hotels and Resorts, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by the world's leading cruise lines.
There's so many options for you to choose from when cruising around the world. We encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Seabourn, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa. Cruising provides generally a hassle-free vacation for travelers of every age and lifestyle because everything is right there at your fingertips. You've got multiple dining options, world-class entertainment, engaging onboard activities, all kinds of unique offshore excursions, kids programs, and a lot more.
Folks, whether you're an ocean cruise newbie or a cruise veteran, go experience unforgettable travel adventures that connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There's also a link, of course, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, when was the last time you stayed at a Best Western hotel or resort? Full disclosure, for Robert and me, it's been years, but that hasn't stopped us from taking notice of their many improvements and brand expansions. Ron Pohl is their chief operating officer, and we've invited him to join us today to help delve into today's Best Western and what they offer travelers. So let's get right to that show hotline for our latest episode of the Chief Travel Leader series.
Welcome, Ron. Nice to have you here with Mary and me today for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So, Ron, listen, you know, when I first started out in business, I certainly had a different budget, of course, but always on my desk or on my home counter or in the car was that old printed directory from Best Western Hotels, you know, around the country and around the world. So I've probably stayed, or Mary and I have stayed together at maybe 30 or 40 different Best Western properties in the past years, but it's not a brand that we've patronized really in the last 10, maybe to 15 years. So, you know, as Mary just said during your intro, that hasn't stopped us, though, from recognizing the many improvements, the brand expansions, the energies that really are going on with your company. So I want you to share who you see as your target traveler today and how have the expansion of brands helped you grow in such a competitive environment?
Yeah, so, the travel guide was certainly something that we were renowned for many, many years in our nearly 75-year history. For the majority of those periods, we were just one brand. It was Best Western. And what we recognized about 10 years ago was that our customers were confused on what to expect at our brands. So how do we continue to meet guest expectations by providing the hotel that they're expecting when they travel? And we first segmented our hotels into three brands, which were Best Western, Best Western Plus, and Best Western Premier hotels, competing, you know, from the mid-scale to upper mid-scale hotels in that segment. And we needed to do that because there were different purposes for people's travel, whether sure. business or leisure, and certainly that different levels within an organization that would choose to stay at a Best Western versus a Plus versus a Premier. So it really allowed us to open up the doors to more customers, eliminate confusion with existing customers, and grow not only the leisure segment that we had dominated for many, many years, but even more so into the commercial and corporate accounts that they had confidence that they could put and meet the expectations of their traveling executives, to their mid-level management, and to their entry-level manager.
Well, I think that makes sense for sure. You know, regular listeners of our program know that I've been vocal in saying, you know, how I believe there are too many brands in the hotel industry out there, and at some point consolidation seems inevitable. If I have it correct, you know, Best Western currently features 13 different brands. You've mentioned a couple how you've differentiated, but I want to know how you position them clearly at varied demographics, and how do you and your team go about providing that identifiable experience to travelers at the various brands?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to be relevant today, you have to have a variety of product offerings. And, you know, the hotel industry is no different than many others. We joke from time to time, if you look at, you know, BMW, how many models of cars do they have? Well, there's actually, when you dissect it, there's 50 different models of how you could purchase a BMW. And why is that? It's because of the demographics that you need to attract. So it's not about separating existing customers, it's attracting more customers to your brand, and the only way to be relevant going forward is to create a brand that is attractive to each of them. And then the important point that you raise there is you need to have clear swim lanes between those brands.
Exactly.
so customers can differentiate, you know, what that experience is,
right,
is intended to be.
Exactly, and get to know those brands. So I just want to delve in a little bit here with some of these specific brands that you have. Let's talk about Glow, Vibe, Sadie, and Aiden, four of the newer brands. Can you give us just a brief highlight of the differences and the features of the four?
Absolutely. Vibe was our first to enter into the, all four of those fall under what we call the boutique segment. And Vibe was our very first entry, which was a, there was not a, an upscale boutique brand that existed in the industry in North America. And it's intended to be in urban markets with a lot of foot traffic, a lot of energy, attractive to younger generation of travelers. And upon building and beginning to promote that brand, we had developers that said, well, I love that idea, but could I put it in a suburban or a secondary market? And we said, no, Vibe won't work there, but we'll create a brand that will. So we developed Glow, which is kind of a scaled-down version of what a Vibe is that would work in college towns and the like. So we had a lot of success selling that, and then we had developers say to us, well, but we don't want to build new. Can we convert an existing hotel into a Vibe or a Glow? And we said, no, that's going to be very confusing to the consumer. So how about if we do something similar to that? And therefore, Sadie was created as the alternative to the Vibe, but it's a conversion product that is, you know, an existing hotel that, or even office space or repurpose, to create it into a unique boutique experience. And then similar fashion followed as folks said, well, I love that Sadie concept. Could I put it in a secondary market? And we said, no, but we have a brand that we've created called Aiden,
right,
that is very similar to that. And really just it takes all of the standards that you typically see in a cookie-cutter hotel product and say, take the gloves off. What do we want this to be in this market? And really focus on the local flair, food and beverage, which customers today really expect through all the levels of the industry, and provide a unique experience.
Well, we see where you're going with this, obviously, how they're developing, no question.
All right, so before we run out of time, I do want to talk about this. In the 2019-2020 U.S. News & World Report, Ron, Best Hotels Rewards Program, Best Western Rewards earned a top ranking for the seventh year in a row. I know your loyalty points never expire, which we certainly like. Who doesn't? So share a few other ways your program differs from the competition out there. We've got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, and I think the match also, as far as the elite status, is also something.
Yes.
Very important. Both of those are very, very popular. And you really spoke to the two biggest components of that. But the third is it takes fewer points to redeem hotel accommodations than some of the other programs. You'll see where they'll continue, and I'm not, this isn't a competitive comment, it's but they'll continue to escalate the amount of points it will take to achieve a free room or a free week. We keep that relatively flat in the way we approach the program, and we're very aggressive with our hotels to sign people up into the program and really develop the loyal customer, because once you get them in, they truly do frequent your hotels more often.
Well, I think that I've talked about that with a variety of the companies, because once you get in and you do get to those elite statuses, it's tough to get out. So the fact that you're matching them and giving them an opportunity to come over, I think that's attractive to many travelers, especially the business traveler that may get locked in there with a company requirement or something. So really quick, maybe about 30 seconds on this, where are you seeing right now in the company the greatest growth?
Well, it truly is in, while our Best Western Plus is our fastest growing brand and has been for a number of years, we're reaching a point in the economy where new construction is getting more and more difficult. So Sadie and Aiden brands are two of our most popular brands that we have today, and that's where we see them you know, being developed in urban and secondary markets throughout the world, quite honestly.
Yeah, well, listen, we certainly wish you well. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, we every time we go somewhere, you're seeing something with Best Western. So really appreciate your time today.
thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you at a Best Western soon.
Ron, thank you so much. Great speaking with you and getting an update on Best Western Hotels. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Ron Pohl. Folks, listen, Best Western, they are clearly doing something to differentiate themselves out there. And if you've stayed at a Best Western or any of the brands that they have, shoot us an email. We'd love to hear that and what your experience was. Right now, it is time for us to take a quick break, so we hope you're going to stay right where you are, as we really are just getting the show going today. We'll be right back with a lot more after these brief sponsor messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.